The time is 1800 UTC on August 5th, 2006, and this is AudioWiki News, News Briefs. North Korea. Flooding due to heavy rains has devastated North Korea, leaving over 100 dead and thousands homeless. The United Nations official figures give the death toll at 154, with 127 more missing. North Korean officials have said that hundreds have been killed. However, the South Korean aid organization Good Friends estimates that around 10,000 are dead or missing, with 1.5 million people homeless. While these figures have not been confirmed, the group's information has been found accurate in the past. Sweden. 4 of Sweden's 10 nuclear reactors have been shut down due to safety concerns following an incident last week at the Forsmark nuclear power plant, in which the reactor cooling system failed. The reactor has since been shut down there. Uganda. The leader of the Lord's Resistance Army, the rebel group in Uganda, has agreed to a unilateral ceasefire to end 18 years of fighting. Canada. Prime Minister Stephen Harper's strong support for Israel in its current crisis with Lebanon is unpopular with many Canadians. A recent Strategic Council poll for Bell Globe Media found that 45% of Canadians disagree with the Conservative government's support for Israel, a number that climbs to 61% in Quebec. United States. The magnetic tapes of the first moon landing that was beamed to the world via three tracking stations have gone missing. There will be a search for these tapes in the hope that they may be found before they deteriorate. Sports, rugby. A late try by the Australian Wallabies substitute Matt Rogers caused a South African Springboks heartbreak in tonight's match at Sydney's Telstra Stadium. Australia won the match 20-18, their second in this year's Tri Nations. We invite you to visit wikinews.org for up-to-date news and information. This has been AudioWiki News, News Briefs. Thank you for listening and enjoy the rest of your day. This recording has been released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license.